tuned in to Bradford. This is BCB 106.6.
Hi, I'm Hedden, and welcome to Movie Madness. Today, I have my special guest, Finn Sedgwick.
Hi, guys.
So, in this show, we're going to just be talking about movies, and in our first segment, we'll be talking about remakes. Yep. So, we'll start off by talking about the 8 remake. So, what do you think about the 8 remake, Finn?
Well, I definitely... it is very interesting. I haven't seen it personally. I've seen the original. I think, from what I've seen from the trailer, I definitely think it's doing it justice.
Yeah, but I've seen the first one, and the remake seems a lot more gory and violent.
Yeah, I definitely think that because of the actual time change... I think, how long was the original made?
Like 70s, 90s or something?
Yeah, so it was made quite a long time ago, so the audience's reception to the sort of content that they can consume has changed a lot. You know, we are a lot more open to this more graphic, a lot more visual content, do you know what I mean?
I see what you mean, yeah. Like, the early one was like a TV movie as well, so like this one's going to be apparently R-rated, the next one. And I heard like on the news that she was saying that there's a... one of the main actresses was saying there's a scene where she takes blood out of her eyeballs, like she pulls her eyeballs out. So yeah, that one's probably going to be crazy. So what about these new Disney remakes? What do you think of those?
Ah, yes, the famous Aladdin trailer. I can't judge it off what I've seen just for the trailer anyway, because it's definitely... the CGI isn't great on Will Smith's face, which is what everyone's talking about.
He looks crazy. He looks creepy.
And to try and top...
Robin Williams.
Yeah, that's the name. Cheers. To try and top Robin Williams is something else as well.
And that was a cartoon, so it was less creepy. Like, his eyes weren't real.
Yeah, it's...
it's crazy. And he didn't have abs. Like, he has abs.
Yeah, it was quite a big... it was quite a big guy, wasn't he?
Yeah. But... They're also making remaking Lion King as well, I think.
Ah, yeah, the live... well, CGI live action.
Yeah. Sort of kind of live action Lion King.
It looks
alright, but I think it's kind of unnecessary, like...
it's what Disney are doing nowadays. It's... they're coming out with some original ideas, but a lot seem to be either remakes or sequels.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
You know, if we throw ourselves back to 2017, I think it was, or 16, we had the Beauty and the Beast live action remake, and we've had we're getting the Lion King.
It's a new trend, isn't it? They found out something that works, and they're running with it. Like, but like Lion King is pretty new. It's like still pretty fresh in the public's mind. I think like it shouldn't have been remade.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a classic. It's the original Lion King. The animation is classic. The music, you know. Everyone loves it, and I don't know how... like, I think it might just be a bit of a flash in the pan, like, not very...
yeah, I don't think it'll be very memorable.
That's, no.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, that's our first segment done. We've talked about all three subjects. So, after God's Plan, we'll be talking about these new Marvel movies that are being released. So, enjoy God's Plan. And we're back! And now we're going to start talking about some comic book movies and upcoming movies that are releasing this year.
Ah, yes, the Avengers Endgame and Captain Marvel, which is out currently, I think.
Yeah.
Or very soon.
I'm not sure if Captain Marvel is... no, it's still in early reviews, like the reviewers get to watch it like a week early.
Mm.
So, yeah, let's talk about Avengers Endgame.
Ah, yes, exciting times is ahead.
I've been waiting for this movie since, like, 2014, since I watched Age of Ultron. Since, like, you saw Thanos' face, like, at the end of Age of Ultron, I've been waiting for Endgame. But, like, I didn't expect this movie to be such, like, as big as it would. Like, when Infinity War released, they made that seem like that would be, like, the crown at the end of these 10 years. Because that was the movie that marked the 10-year mark.
Mm.
Infinity War, but they've made it a two-part movie for some reason.
Cash grab.
Yeah, probably.
I want to say, but...
I don't know, but at least they kept it a surprise. Like, we didn't expect them to, like, make it two parts. So we didn't expect that, like, drab ending.
Mm.
But yeah, there's loads of rumours coming out about Endgame. Like, there's toys that are being released that have been, like, seen as spoilers. But they're just, like... like, we think that this movie... because of all the toys that are being released, we think this movie will be, like, all based on time travel.
Yeah.
So we think, because Ant-Man, in the newest Ant-Man movie, got put into the quantum realm, we think he'll basically be helping out the Avengers.
Yeah, he'll be a big part of it.
Yeah. So yeah, that's all we know about Endgame lately. But I don't know how I really feel about it because it's coming up pretty soon. Though, like it's the month left till it comes out.
Yeah, end of April it comes.
Yeah, so time moves fast because I remember like 5-6 years ago when like Age of Ultron came out and I was waiting for this movie.
Yeah, it was for me as a not very big fan of Marvel, anything superheroes. I think Avengers Infinity War was what really got me into the films. Like, yeah, and I think a lot of other people too, because I'd never really watched. I never really grew up on superhero films. I was more of a comedy.
I did.
Actually, yeah, as you can tell, Heather did. But it's due to friends like suggesting it and going watching them together. Because, yeah, films are a very social experience.
Yeah,
so, like, watching it together, having that experience together, it really sort of brought me into the universe and made me feel like I'd almost like I had grown up with them, even though I hadn't really.
That's because there's such a huge tapestry of films. Like, there's 10 movies that are from 2008 and it's like 2019 now. So even when you watch them, it's like you grow up with them.
Yeah, exactly. Like going into Infinity War, I was suggested by Heather himself to watch all these films. I started with Iron Man, which is the start. Is it the start of the canon?
Yeah. Iron Man 1 was when everything started.
Yeah, so that's what all kicked it off. And then I sort of fell off a bit. I kind of didn't really finish all of them. But there is a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of movies, aren't it? Like, you can't expect somebody to watch like 20 movies just to watch one.
Yeah, and I mean, going into it without knowing loads, I feel like I did know enough to go along.
Yeah,
to actually be invested with it, and I think that's it's really clever how they do it.
Yeah, it's like the way they're written, because they have to take, like in their head, they have to keep in mind like some people haven't seen the movies, so they have to write it in a certain way.
Yeah, it's sort of a perfect balance between. Here's some, like, well, not even Easter eggs, just here's some, like, references, Easter eggs to all the hardcore fans, and then we've got all the new fans coming in, introducing everything again, but whilst not keeping it too...
So still keeping it entertaining for them as well. So, like, make all, like, the back and forth interesting.
Yeah, they really strike a balance between those two.
Yeah. And, yeah, so this year they're releasing a new character into the MCU, that's Captain Marvel.
Ah, yes.
But we don't know anything about her yet. So they'll release her origin movie 1 month before Endgame.
I feel like that's a bit soon. I am surprised why they haven't done it sooner.
Yeah, and she's the first female superhero movie in that whole world.
Yeah, to have her own movie.
Yeah. No, there's Wonder Woman that came out, but that's part of DC. But
I'm talking about Marvel. I think it is good steps, not only like for the films, but socially.
Yeah.
Like, having that acceptance.
It is a good step, yeah. Like, after Black Panther, like, 2 years ago, when they were the first black superhero movie, I feel like this movie is going to really knock out of the park. Like, the early reviews, but they've also been, famously, the Rotten Tomatoes review bombing.
Yes. It was a lot of the DC fans, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Going over and sort of trolling, as it is, review bombing it. And they've actually changed the system on how they're rated, I think.
Really?
Because of this. So, like... I'm not 100% sure how it has changed, but I know that because of all this review bombing, they have changed it. So, to give more of a fair outlook on it?
I think I heard something about it in the news, like, they've fully, like, taken out screening, like... Because before, you could have a review on the movie before the movie came out, so, like, expectation reviews. And that's the ones that they bombed, so, like, they've fully put them low. I think they've took that completely out on Tomatoes now.
Yeah.
Do you think that was like, so like for with every movie now, you can't have like a pre-expectations basically? I think audience expectations score, that's what it was.
For me, I like going into a film knowing what, like knowing a rough idea of like how everyone perceives it. I mean, but there has been times where people have perceived a film as like really bad, you know, not worth watching. But going and watching it, I've actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So you can't always take what other people have said.
Yeah, you can't use like they've viewed like trailers and they've made the whole movie being judged by just that trailer, which I think, like, why did they have audience expectations scores in the first place?
I definitely think they need to tone it down for everyone.
I think it was a good step, though, them taking out, like, I don't think that review made any sense, like, because people could just, like, if they didn't like a movie, they could just bomb it and then make people not watch it who would have watched it if that score wasn't there. And that score doesn't make any sense anyways, because, like, it's like a pre-expectation, like what do you think of this movie, but you haven't seen this movie yet.
Yeah, he's reviewing it on the trailer, which really isn't fair, really.
Yeah, it's not fair in the movie, and it's not fair to the audience as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So, this year is like the year for superhero movies compared to last year. Well, last year did have a lot of superhero movies as well, but this year we have Avengers Endgame, Captain Marvel, and a couple of DC movies. Aquaman came out last year, didn't it?
Yes, I think it did. It came out in December.
Yeah,
Christmas.
Did you watch Aquaman?
No, I haven't. I've heard very good things about it, though.
I've heard good things either, as well.
There was a lot of hype around the film, definitely.
Yeah. That had good hype around it, but like I haven't seen that movie because I'm not drawn to that character at all.
A lot of people sort of expected it not to be that great of a film because of the character.
Yeah.
Aquaman, he's not very... it's not the best.
Yeah, it's like... But they've done a good job, apparently, in the movie.
Yeah.
They made James Wan direct it as well, and he's made some pretty good movies.
Oh, yeah.
He directed, like, Fast and Furious 8, The Conjuring movies, and Insidious, he invented Saw. So, like... Co-invented it. So, yeah. Do you want to talk about Shazam? Shazam's a good movie, isn't it?
Shazam, I've... Not a big DC fan, but it looks interesting.
It does look interesting. And I've seen the animated movie, and in the animated movie, Superman has a really big role in the animated movie, but recently it came out that Henry Cavill is not going to be Superman anymore, apparently. So I don't know what they're going to do with that in the movie.
Is he being replaced, or is he not playing much of a role?
I think he might be replaced, because Ben Affleck recently quit too. Ben Affleck stopped being Batman, and apparently Armie Hammer, this new actor, I've never heard of him before, he's going to replace Ben Affleck as Batman, even though it's basically the same universe. I think Wonder Woman and Aquaman will be the same.
Yeah.
But he will replace Batman, so like DC is still like working all this stuff out right now.
Yeah, I feel like DC at the moment is sort of in the growing phase, is like how Marvel were a few years ago.
I feel like they tried to reach too far too quick.
Yeah, with Suicide Squad and Justice League. It's
a bit weird because Marvel built it up after like 5-10 years, and DC, like within the first 2-3 years, they just put everything out, and they put it all out without, like, because they put it out so fast, they couldn't like take it out and then see how the audience think and then take the next thing out. Yeah. They just had everything developed at once.
Yeah, I feel like they were definitely trying to ride off the back of Marvel's success at the time.
Yeah, I think they just saw that formula and tried to ride with it, but because they didn't see what the audience felt like, and they went with a really dark tone, it just didn't work out.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, so... Up next, we're going to talk about some Netflix specials, but first, let's have a listen to Kanye West's Stronger. And we're back. Now we're going to talk about like all the newest Netflix stuff.
See the new Ricky Gervais TV show, not film.
Afterlife.
That
was a movie, man.
I don't know, Ricky Gervais, you never know. But yeah, he's very TV orientated, I will say.
Yeah.
Have you seen Life on the Road? That is his film.
That David Brent one?
Yeah, carrying on from the David Brent character from The Office.
I haven't seen it. I've seen adverts on it.
Yeah, it was a few years ago. But it's... 2016, I think it was. But he's... enjoyable, I will say.
Yeah, was that a good movie? I don't think I've ever seen any like Ricky Gervais like movies. I've seen his TV shows like Office and stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen any of his like actual movies.
No, it was in another one, a Netflix special recently, and I cannot remember what the name was, but it was about two reporters that went missing, so to speak. Of they didn't actually go missing.
Yeah.
But they pretended they were, and they had to basically run with the story. Because they were making news up. I can't remember what the name of it was.
I don't think I've even heard of something. I've heard of like Office and Extras, stuff like his famous stuff.
Yeah, Extras is really good.
But like Afterlife, it seemed like he's not even doing comedy in this.
From the early reviews that I've seen, it touches both on heartwarming and funny at the same time. Like, have you seen the trailer?
Yes.
There are a couple of...
Yeah. It's dark comedy, innit?
Yeah, I mean, that's Ricky Gervais.
That's his base. That's his brand, innit?
Yeah, he's very dark. I mean, if you look at his comedy specials, Humanity, he touches on a lot of really sensitive issues, but...
That's why he's basically known for it, like the Golden Globes and stuff. Like, he always did, like, dark comedy, innit?
Yeah, he's quite dark, I suppose.
What do you think of him as, like, a stand-up comedian's point of view?
As a stand-up comedian, I think he's great. I think he's such an all-rounder. Ricky Gervais, like he does it all. He does the music, really, doesn't he?
Does he?
Yeah, well, because Life on the Road
yeah.
is like about him, well, David Brent at least, set, you know, like going on tour with his money and his band not really liking him. And I'm pretty sure he performs all his own songs, like, well, like vocally at least.
Really? I haven't seen it.
It is really interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I like him as a comedian as well. He's a good stand-up comedian. Mm. And he writes well as well. I think with Stephen Merchant in it, he writes with...
He did. I think they had a bit of a falling out, like...
Did he?
Kind of recently. Yeah. Oh, did you? Yeah. They're not very... They're not...
Do you know how why they fell out?
I'm not 100% at all. But I'm not really wanting to say. It could have been something to do with money.
Maybe. But that always happens, isn't it, with like partners in media. They always eventually just fall out. But yeah, they were good together though. Like, I'm sure they made The Office together.
Yeah, The Office, they did Extras.
They had that podcast, I think, as well. A short one. So, like, you've seen, let's talk about some other Netflix stuff. You've seen Black Mirror, haven't you? I know you're a big fan of that.
Yeah, big fan of Black Mirror. Bandersnatch, the interactive film. Something new there, I suppose. It is really good. Depending, like, I definitely think going into it, it suggests giving yourself an hour and a half, you know, like the rough estimate for a film. But
yeah.
I would say give yourself 3 hours, maybe even more, because there is about 5 hours of content total.
Really?
Yeah, that's different. There is about 5 hours content total. When I watched it, I had like the first ending within the first like 20 minutes, I think. Yeah, I picked the wrong path, so I had to redo it, but. Luckily, you don't have to watch all of it over again. It, like, condenses it into, like, the part until you get to it.
Also, like, if you redo it and you're on Netflix, it'll go from where you stopped.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, because I'd hate, like, just go right back from the beginning again. Just like you just didn't save your game.
No, when I first lost, I was like, oh, no, I've got about 20 minutes, which I've already seen. It's got to go for it, but it skips it like a montage, and it really fast, like, another minute, and you're done.
But yeah, I've heard really good things about Bandersnatch, especially the actor that, not the main actor, the one that's in like other movies as well, that creepy guy. I don't know his name. That guy from Maze Runner.
I know who you're on about. He's a bit of a young star at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah, he's in loads of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
You know what other movies he's in? I can't think of what movie.
Maze Runner.
Wrong
path is one of his lines.
Yeah, I haven't seen Bandersnatch yet, but I've heard really good, like, I've heard good reviews, but Black Mirror hardly ever disappoints. Like, I haven't seen one episode that's disappointed me yet.
No, out of all the episodes of Black Mirror, I've enjoyed all of them. Some of them, not as much as others, but...
They're all worth watching.
Yeah, they've all got their own merits, definitely. I think it is... Don't watch it all at once, because it's very heavy.
You can't do it. I've tried, like, you can't watch it all at once, it's too much of a toll.
I think I watched, like, the first 2 seasons on my own, in my room, and I just came out of it not a very happy person.
The world just not as bright anymore.
Literally, going outside into the bathroom, it was like a Black Mirror, to be fair.
I think the episode I found the most disappointing of all of the Black Mirror episodes I've watched was the White Bear one.
Wow.
That's
a strong opinion, that. Yeah, that is what is regarded as one of the better episodes.
The one where the girl...
Yeah, with the woman who's... I'm not saying anything because I don't want to spoil it, but...
The woman who's, like, shoots everybody, she's, like, she don't know who she is and stuff.
Yeah, she wakes up confused, isn't it, a spoiler? She wakes up confused, doesn't know what's going on, that episode.
Yeah, I found it slower and not as interesting as the other ones, like, because the twist comes... at the end, but I wasn't in for the ride. Like, I wasn't like, I'm waiting for this twist. I just couldn't care about it.
I got really invested into it, and like, yeah, I really enjoyed it. It is one of the better episodes, especially in season 2.
Yeah. I think, yeah, but the rest were really good, like the contact lens and like rewinding time with the contact lenses. The good thing about it is, like, you watch it and it's not like far-fetched. Like, you can imagine it happening to you.
Well, yeah, that's what Charlie Rooker wrote it as. It's like a sort of near future. Like, it's not like far in the future. It's like a near future, like, dystopia. The
next 5-10 years, all stuff could happen.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, you watch Black Mirror, and then you go to like the news, and you just see something, and you're just like, that is Black Mirror.
Yeah, it's in the comment under every technology news on Facebook. Just like, I saw one the other day, actually. I think it was to do with contact lenses and like having screens in it. So like Google Glass, but inside the contact lens. And every single comment under that post was just Black Mirror, Black Mirror, Black Mirror.
Yeah, I can imagine, and that's just what people think now, because of how culturally like Black Mirror has impacted like the culture.
Definitely, he's one of the biggest. It's not one of the biggest shows at all. Like.
I think for this generation, what people will remember, they will remember this show, definitely.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I mean, you look at things, you know, all the popular shows like Game of Thrones, you know, Breaking Bad, Walking Dead. You see all these and you think, oh, yeah, these are the shows that will be remembered. Mm-hmm. Some of them will. You know, Game of Thrones, it's huge. You can't not, like, look back at that. But I think Black Mirror, like, sort of socially what it's commenting on is a lot more ahead of its time than, you know, Dragons.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, it's less far-fetched. It's more, like, available for everybody. Like, your dad could watch it, your mum can watch it, and, like, they can all, like, stay invested in it.
Yeah, exactly. It relates more to the general audience, I think.
And, like, Game of Thrones and Walking Dead are, like, horror zombies. But not all Black Mirror episodes can be regarded as horror, even though they're dark.
No, definitely not. I mean, yeah, there are some darker episodes. But at the same time, like... The episode San Junipero, I think it is.
It's about two
women that like fall in love through the story. But again, I don't want to spoil it. But like throughout the episode, you couldn't really consider any part of that horror.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but they all do have like dark morals. Like they all have dark. Like at the end of it, you're just like, that was dark.
No, at the end of it, it's about the technology.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you've been interested in, like Netflix stuff?
Netflix things. Like I say, I have been watching a lot of Ricky Gervais. I've watched Derek, which is...
Isn't that where he has autism?
It isn't revealed.
All right.
It's like everyone thinks he's got something wrong with him. No, but at no point does he ever get tested. Does he ever find out? So you just take him as he is. Like,
I see. Yeah, I get what you mean.
Like, you just enjoy... Because he's this, like, lovable character. He loves everything. He wants everyone to be happy. Like, even the people that are horrible to him, horrible to others.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, he's not horrible to them back. He wants them to be happy.
So that's like, something that comes with a message.
Mm.
That, like, just don't be horrible to people. Don't judge them. Like, it's not... They don't... So them not showing you is, like, showing you to not judge him.
Yeah, exactly. He does it really well. I mean, because you look at Ricky Gervais, you think the Office extras, he's kind of like this full confident, of himself. Yeah, confident, full of himself. But in this, he really shows that other side to him where he's not at all.
I see what you mean, yeah. Have you heard about the new movie Bohemian Rhapsody?
But yeah, I've seen Bohemian Rhapsody. It is very good.
It is really good. And for me... I don't know Queen, like, I know Queen, like, he's really famous, I've heard, like, We Will Rock You on, like, Bohemian Rhapsody, but I didn't know him, like, personally, as I do with other artists, but this movie provided, like, a really good insight. Rami Malek was really good in it, but, and, like, I didn't know, I thought people just thought, like, Queen was gay, I didn't know he was actually gay.
Yeah.
And, like, the HIV and stuff, I thought it was all, like, just rumours, because the movie is just, like, it's like, more, like, facts.
Yeah, I mean... You can't always take everything you hear in it for true. Like,
yeah,
you don't know with these things,
especially from that era. There's so much rumors around, like, stars.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what is it? He did win. He won an Oscar.
Did he?
He won. I think he won Best Actor.
Rami Malek.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I know he won Best Editing, which has surprised me because it's. He's not exactly the best. Like, he's not bad.
It's decent, isn't it? It's not like it doesn't stand out to be bad, but it doesn't stand out to be good.
Yeah, it's. I don't know why it won that, but...
Like, when you watch that movie, you don't think of it for its editing. You think of it for its acting.
Yeah. I mean, but to be fair, they do say the best editing is unseen.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. The editors are doing their job best when they're not noticed.
Exactly. It's a harsh reality.
So, speaking of Queen, our last song today is going to be Another One Bites the Dust by Queen.
Let's hear it.
So, yeah, probably stolen. But, yeah, thanks, Finn, for coming in today, and... I enjoyed today's show. Did you?
Yeah, it was a great first experience for me. Thank you for having me, Heather.
So, yeah. Enjoy your evening, everybody.